Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi. I was just talking to the boss, Ryan Cooley, the new leader, our new fearless leader, Ryan Cooley, Dr.
About,
Cooley.
About the Ducks O-line?
What? No. Oh.
I just thought you were carrying on. I know how you love hot guard talk, so I thought you and Cooley were,
no.
were chopping it up there. About
I'm going to bring this to you later.
Duck O-lineman.
And I'd like everyone's opinion on this, but there is a beef here in the office.
There is?
There is. Well, it's not really a beef. But
it's like a Cold War?
There's a, it's a battle. Hmm. A little bit of a battle. And it's being painted in a way that makes me uncomfortable.
I'm now interested in this. I don't like that this has now been thrown out and we're not going to get to address it.
Well, I can tell you right now. But we can talk about it more in depth later.
Yeah.
There is, so, you know, I have my water bottle here.
Yes.
And a lot of people carry their emotional support water bottles from now, you know, out there.
I refuse, but, you know.
So in order to fill that up, I got to go all the way back to the kitchen.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
It can be.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
And yeah, look, it's not a huge complaint, but it's like, okay, that's way back in the back. And then if I also have to squirt, you know, that's the recipe for being late for a short break because Cooley didn't sell a break.
That's true.
It goes drip,
and
drip.
You do have to pee a lot.
Drip.
Yeah.
You have a...
And I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable.
So... I said, hey, what about putting a little water station, a little water, what do you call those?
Like a little cooler.
Yeah, right out here outside the studio.
Yes.
The stewed.
You've been on that for many a moon.
Since we first moved into this place.
Yeah. Also a bucket for you to pee in. It's right there.
Well, we thought about a urinal in here with a little curtain.
I like it.
And, yeah, it's like, it's become a... kind of it, like I'm being painted as a diva for asking for this.
Mm, interesting.
And I'm kind of like, well, is that really the, is it, is that really a diva-like request? Like Joey, our fine engineer said, are you really going to acquiesce to that, to Ryan Cooley? And it's like, well, like you guys spent, how much money did they spend on furniture in this place that no one uses?
There, I believe, and this is an unofficial count, but I'm not just like talking out of my arse. I believe that there are six chairs to every person that works in this building.
Well, how about these little private phone booth things that they put in?
$10,000 a pop.
How about the waddly little sticks that are used as barriers? Like, what are those things?
Right. Okay, so they spend all this money, but yet one of the hosts asked for a practical water station closer to the studio, and he's a diva?
Well.
Like, what the hell, man?
Now, I will defend you on this.
Please do.
And that it does seem like a fair and reasonable request.
Thank you.
But devil's advocate here.
Okay.
I can see where the untrained eye would be like, seriously, your fancy ass can't walk 45 seconds down the hallway.
Well, it can.
To get
that
water.
Whiny bitch.
I'm just saying, I can see where someone who didn't understand your urination habits, the confines of limited breaks...
Yeah.
And then having to walk, I can see where someone that's not aware of that would think that that is kind of diva-like. And let's be honest,
but
you do have a reputation around here.
He's a bitch.
Of being a little hoity-toity.
Well, that's fine. But this doesn't fall into that category.
But I think to some people it does.
Well, but they're idiots. Because if you... if you know how little time we have during a break.
Yeah. Well, most people can suck it.
Like, just all you have to do is host one show.
Yes.
I'm going to put Joey in here one day to fill in for me.
Yeah.
And then he will understand why I'm asking for... He'll be like, Rob, you're so right about that. But, why, that would be really nice.
But he probably won't, because I usually don't pee for an entire show. And if I do, it's one time. You pee like eight times. And I think therein lies the problem, is most people...
Well, I had to squirt.
They can't relate because they're not on your pee schedule.
Somebody said, can you just bring a water bottle? Are you people listening? Are you paying attention?
You do have
I have a water bottle.
Yes.
I'm asking for a water station outside the Stoods.
Yeah. Were you listening to the dude's story?
So I can fill it up rather than run back to the kitchen. And then, by the way, you know what else happens?
What?
Because we're very popular.
Yes.
Is you go out there and somebody inevitably stops you and wants to talk to you.
Yes.
And so you can't be rude and be like, shut up, I have to go back to the Stewed. You'd be like, oh, like sometimes I'll say, walk with me back to the studio, you know, and then we'll talk on the way back because I got to get back there because I got a show to host.
Mm. Now, that water bottle is probably what, 20 ounces of refreshment?
Yeah, maybe.
Give or take, right?
Probably 20.
20?
Maybe 24?
Okay. Do you go through more than one of those a show?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. I'll drink... 4, maybe 5. I like water.
Yeah, that. Someone else on the text line did say, "How about not drinking 7 gallons of water during the show?"
Well, no, this is my time to drink water.
This is the time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna acquiesce to Odyssey telling you know that's unhealthy. You're telling me to drink less water during my show. That's a lawsuit.
See, and here's the. This is where I'm not calling you a diva, but. This from Construction Bro, you're a little bitch. I do think that to some people, this screams...
You freaking bitch!
This screams diva-like behavior.
That's fine. Listen, I'm just saying it's not an unreasonable request. You can think about it however you think about it. I don't care.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
It is not unreasonable. And I can list 17 things I've done here that are way more diva than that.
What if?
That's
thank
all
you so
I'm
much
saying.
For sharing that.
Let me ask you this: instead of bringing you a cooler, what if Ryan Cooley bought you? Have you seen? There's people that go to my gym that bring these, and I cannot fathom it. They bring like the
bags of water.
It's like a. You know when you were like a little kid and you were like going to like Cub Scout camp or whatever. I swear to God, it's like it's a giant like mug of water. That thing has to hold like 3 gallons. What if he just bought you that and then you didn't need to refill? Or do you like the small compact water bottle? Because the solution to this is just a larger water bottle so you don't have to refill it.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Textline says Odyssey just wants their employees submissive and dehydrated.
That's right. Keep us under their thumb. Or we just need a new sales staff.
You can get a Brita filter.
I mean, can they not sell that?
It just doesn't seem like it's that hard of a problem to come to a fair and reasonable solution.
Listen, if you want me back on time for every segment, I'm gonna need water right out there. Thank you.
I will say that it is a bold move. I would never attempt the water bathroom.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Yeah, you got to make choices.
Sometimes, you know what? I have to admit.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I run out of there without washing my hands.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't have time.
It's tough.
I got to get back to the show. I got to entertain the people.
I don't attempt the
resourceful little bitch.
The trifecta. I can't. You got to make tough choices.
All right. Well, the one bit of portal news I was going to tell you about is that the coaches, all the FBS coaches, are out in Charlotte right now.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
For the coaches convention.
Mm-hmm.
And they voted today to put forth a proposal to the NCAA to change the portal window to one 10-day period in January. And it would be January 2nd through 12th.
Mm.
And they voted it. They approved it. So now there's no guarantee that the NCAA looks at this and goes, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But the coaches are the ones that are griping the most about the portal and you know, the time constraints and then finishing the season and then, you know, all, you know, recruiting, the whole thing, right? When we've talked about it with Lanning.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones that have said, hey, let's just do one portal window.
Yeah.
It'll be early January to mid-January, and that is it. Everybody goes in, gets their guys. The only teams really affected that that it sucks for would be the teams still playing in the college football playoff, but there's really no way around that. And then they still have time to enroll wherever they go. They still have time to enroll for, winter.
It's great, right, until
fall or
a player just sues and kicks your ass in court again. And
spring term.
Restrict it because coaches can leave whenever they want. I mean, look, the one portal window sounds great. That's not going to happen. So it's really going to be hard to get the genie back in the bottle because you're going to have to convince courts that this is a fair system for the players. And again, as long as coaches are free to come and go as they choose, which they are, it's going to be really hard to to wrangle players. I do think that you need to streamline the process, but one window isn't going to get it cut.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to have you're not going to have other opportunities. Now, free agency during the season is the dumbest thing in the world. Moving it to January, but you're going to have something in the summer. You're going to have something. It's just, I would be shocked if it ended up just being one, you say 10-day window?
Yeah, they proposed January 2 through January 12.
Yeah, that's, again, like the concept of it, I'm very, very, very skeptical.
I mean, when Lanning was talking about it with us, he's like, what do you suggest?
Well, it still overlaps with the playoffs. It's not like it's any better.
Well, it is better for most of them.
Yeah, for most of them, but
there's really no, like, he brought it up. He said, how on earth do you do that where everyone's happy? You don't.
Yeah.
Well, you just pretend that the school thing isn't important because it's not, and you just do it in February when everyone's done with everything.
Well, and the school thing is just brutal anyway. I mean, I honestly, I told you, I listened to one time one of the Oregon, she was a, I forget what her name was, but she's one of the compliance officers, for lack of a better term. I forget what her official title was, but she was dealing with the transfer portal and getting kids enrolled and helping kids find other schools.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, my God. And by the way, there's different portal windows for different sports. It's not all the same. This is just the football one we're talking about. I'll tell you, that sounds like the worst job in America. And, you know, there's just no way that academics play any sort of role in this whatsoever. And yet they still have this weird, it kind of hangs over everything because you have to pretend
it does,
that it matters.
Well, I mean, it does kind of center around the school. I mean,
School.
It does.
Yeah.
Just wait. I mean, it's technically college.
Just wait till the first time, though, that a kid transfers into a place and then the coach leaves in February to go take a different job and they say he can't transfer. And then he goes and finds his lawyer and the NCAA is like, damn it.
Wouldn't that be an easy one to put in the language? Like, if a coach leaves, then the kids can leave? I mean, even though it's not a portal window?
There's going to have to be something. Look, the only thing that's going to save the NCAA eventually is either collectively bargained and then you're into pros, or Congress is going to have to get involved and pass some cool congressional rules pronto. Otherwise, this is the chaos, because players have figured out and lawyers have figured out that you are not, they got the raw end of the deal for so long. They're not going to go back to the days of them being controlled without a fight. And there's a lot of lawyers just licking their chops. Think about the fact that the NCAA got sued by two states and brought to their knees, to where the entire organization went, all right, well, no more of this because we're tired of losing in court. I mean, it just, that's the thing you have to remember. This is much bigger than what's, quote, good for the sport.
All right, I've got lawsuit news. And Oaks Park versus residents.
Oh.
Part 15.
Yeah. I can imagine that's a,
you know,
it's a bit of a deal out there.
So that's next on In the News. But first, here's Buck with SportsCenter.